Samuels shut the big door, rattling it to make sure it was properly closed.
Maybe you come from the Highlands, but I'm from Mossflower. We value our warmth and comfort in this abbey, mate.
Bosey upended his tankard, finishing the last drops.
Ah, well, I'm awart of my bed, just like yon beastie up there, the new.
Samuels paused, halfway across the hall.
What beastie? Where?
Bosey gestured with the fiddle he had picked up.
I thought there was some beast carrying a candle up the stairs a moment ago. You couldn't tell who 'twas. All I saw was the candle light. Look, there he goes again.
This time, Samuels saw the light.
It must be a Dibbon searching for the key. But how did a Dibbon get hold of a lit candle? They're not allowed anything that'd be dangerous. I'll get the little rascal.
He bounded for the stairs with the mountain hare following at a more leisurely pace.
Och, we might canny do much damage with a candle. The place is made of stone.
Any further debate was cut short by a piercing scream from the upstairs corridor. Bosey overtook Samuels, bounding upwards, three stairs at a time. Doors began slamming open. The night peace was broken by cries.
What's going on out there?
Who's doing all the yelling?
Look at them lights, is the abbey on fire?
Bosey caught sight of the mouse babe. He was floating toward the stairs, a short distance above the floor. With two stretching leaps, the hare caught up at the screaming Dibbon. Grabbing him, Bosey seemed to jump up and down hard several times. Sister Violet, flopping about in slippers and nightgown, trundled toward a window, bellowing.
Oh, it's time to take poor little Farf away! Help!
The tiny squirrel was floating, suspended between two of the lights. They fluttered about, as if trying to open the wooden window shutter. Bosey was moving faster than any beast, knocking Sister Violet to one side as he fitted one of his metal shafts to the bow of his fiddle. The shutter flew open, blowing rain into the passage. Both lights were halfway out of the window, still holding on to faith, when Bosey fired the metal arrow. There was a harsh, anguished croak. One of the whites released its hold on the Dibbon. The other one, unable to sustain the burden alone, let faith go. She landed on the open windowsill with a bump,